You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Welcome, my loves! You are watching the DTFH broadcasting from Comedy Frequency Studios with my wonderful producer, Josh Cabaza.
Yeah.
How are you, Josh?
Doing great.
Good. That's good. I'm doing pretty good, too. We got a lot of ground to cover today. Boy, I hate it when people say that. And I've been very tempted to do a trick I've noticed. I think I've been on Instagram more than normal. Have you noticed this trick? Do you know the trick? I'm about to tell you about this trick.
Okay.
This is a trick that will definitely increase engagement with your content. Now, this trick has its roots in an ancient system, a system that has been lost for a while. I'm going to tell you what this trick is. But first, a little backstory. I learned, so they don't give you the fucking stupid shit they're going to say is like one sentence. It would be a 3-second reel.
Mm-hmm.
But they know that. And so they do this sort of preface towards whatever obvious shit they're going to say. Like even right now, people are like, wait, what's the trick? What is the trick? And it drags people via some awful manipulation through this very, very long lead up, which gets engagement, which makes the algorithm like it, and it makes it go viral. And that's the trick. That's it. Just say you have a trick and then lead up to the trick for as long as you possibly fucking can. And it is so annoying. So annoying. But I've been thinking about doing that.
The other thing you can do is booty shaking videos. So just put a girl like pop, pop, pop.
And that will then, get me.
Yep.
That will get me for sure. Booty shaking videos are just going to get you. And then also, because the thing is, you know, some of us on Instagram are not married. Some of us are married and don't give a shit. But the like, let's take like our private porn habits. You erase the history. I don't really like porn algorithms. I don't want to know that much about what I like. I don't like it when they're on. You might like this too. It's like, whoa, I actually... Yeah, that's pretty awesome. So, but you erase the history. Why? I wash my hands of this. And theoretically, you're somehow freed from your jerking off, your pathetic late night jerk off sesh. But if you look at, you know, the boobies on Instagram, you're going to be haunted with boobies because the algorithm will just suggest them, meaning, and it's a more public thing. We all are comfortable looking at Instagram together. No one that I know of watches porn together unless they're like fucking. You don't watch porn with your friends.
Well, no, actually, I've heard a lot of.
Stop.
Okay.
Wait, no, don't stop. Go ahead. Wait, what?
Yeah. So people on podcasts have said that they invite their friends over to their house and that they jerked off there and they'd go to a corner of the room and watch. And
what?
Yeah.
What podcast?
A few different.
Ben Shapiro.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. So they just find a friend who has access to porn and then they all go jack off at his house, which I didn't do that. It was very foreign to me when I heard that. So it kind of freaked me out.
So, okay. Can you pull that up? Can you find that podcast? I kind of want to see that. Because that seems to be one of those, like, moments where, like, in real time, you can see people kind of realize they're gay.
Okay. I might delete this part because I don't want to fuck up your algorithm or anything like that.
Oh, yeah, don't show it. You're right. Forget it. No, you're right.
Okay.
It'll fuck up the algorithm. Look, I get the point. But now let's really talk about this. Like, because this is an important thing. And there's nothing wrong with jerking off with your friends. You're gay. I mean that. It's like, or bisexual or whatever. I no judgment there. But you just don't entertain the idea you're straight anymore. And I don't think these guys are even entertaining that idea.
Well, no, what they said was it's kind of like when you're in your dorm room and your roommate's having sex and
you're
having sex in your bed.
No.
Because there's women there. That was my point.
It's like you invited your friend to your house to jerk off.
Yeah.
That's what it's like.
It's not
like you're in your dorm room. It's not like you're in the shower or in a dorm room. None of those things. You were on the phone with your friend. And you're like, hey, what's up, Johnny? What's up, dude? What are you doing this afternoon? No plan. Just kind of fucking off. Hey, you want to come over and jerk off with me? That's gay.
I don't think they said it over the phone, but they definitely said, come watch some nice movies with me. So
they planned it. No. Okay. So for sure. First of all, it's not weird to like go over to your friend's house to watch movies with your pal. That's fine. You get stoned, whatever. It's cool. But you get to your friend's house. Okay. Let's say they didn't plan it. They were just like, hey, come over, man. Let's play some video games or whatever. Okay. Yeah, I'll be over. Come over to your friend's house. Smoke a bowl. Dude, what was the best porn you watched lately? Oh, let me show you. Damn, that's kind of getting my dick hard. Yeah, man. It's so fucking hot. What porn have you been looking at? Dude, I see your dick's getting hard. Man, go jerk off in the corner and I'll jerk off in this corner. You're gay. That's somehow more gay than gay. It's something out of like Call Me by Your Name. Did you ever see that movie?
No.
It's like erotic. It's like hot. It's like two repressed dudes with their backs turned to each other, listening to the sound of the porn and the plop 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 plop, hearing each other go, oh. It's gay.
Yeah.
You know, which is totally fine. I'm not judging the gay part. I'm not judging any part. I'm just saying that's one of those moments where two people have somehow not stumbled upon sort of the reality of, it sounds like they haven't stumbled upon the reality of their sexual proclivities, which many haven't.
Yeah.
They don't want to face the reality, which is, it's not just the porn you are enjoying. You want to jerk off with your friend.
Yes.
You know, and this is, you know, I don't think it's uncommon. I mean, I know, and also just because you've jerked off with your friends doesn't mean you're gay. It's a pretty common, like it happens with kids and stuff. I can remember when I was a kid at a sleepover and I had not discovered this yet, but my friend, we were sleeping in sleeping bags and my friend was like, you know, if you push against the floor, it feels good. Humping the floor.
Right.
Somehow I had yet to discover humping the floor. And we were humping the floor together in our sleeping bags. And I was just like, this is like somebody share. It's like Prometheus. It's someone giving you fire. You're like, holy, whoa. Does feel good to hump the floor. It's amazing. So that doesn't mean one thing or the other. But I would say that if you're an adult male and you go to another adult male's house and in the same room, maybe. No, I don't think even in a different room.
Knowingly.
Jerking off. This is, I would say, if we're going to create a, you know, the Kinsey scale?
Mm-mm.
Kinsey scale basically was this guy, Kinsey, who was like some kind of sex doctor. People have problems with him. He came up with a scale of like heterosexual versus gay. And he said, no one falls pure gay or pure heterosexual. Everyone's different. Some people are a little gay. Some people are like a little straight and a lot gay, but there's no one lands on any certain place in that scale. But I would say on that Kinsey scale, if the ability to stream porn in real time was available, then jerking off with your guy friends in the same room to porn is going to land closer to the like hyper gay. It's not going to land on the straight side of the scale.
No.
So, and I, you know, I did have this experience once, which is really weird.
Oh, with the same friend?
No, this is when I was an adult.
Oh, okay.
Comedy condo. And no, this is like, don't try to guess the comic because you definitely won't. Mm-hmm. This is like early phase stand up. I can't even remember his name. I'm laying in bed. I'm falling asleep. It's a comedy condo. There's three comics in it. We were definitely not the headliners. The headliner's in the room with one bed. There's two beds next to each other in the fucking comedy condo. You don't care. I'm falling asleep. Duncan. What? Hey, man, look, I can't fall asleep unless I jerk off. Do you care if I jerk off? You could have jerked off. Mm-hmm. Why did you need to tell me that's what you're doing? Like, it was just weird. Because it's like, now I know you're jerking off. Which means I'm going to have to suck your dick.
I don't think that's what it means.
No, you have to.
Out of courtesy?
Basic manners.
Okay.
If your friend's jerking off, suck his dick. That is not gay. That's pretty much the Romans used to do that mm-hmm. before battles. And that's very, very heterosexual.
Because then you care more for your mate and then you'll protect them.
It's just do unto others
oh.
kind of stuff. You know, it's like if you're, you know, first of all, you're dry jerking because you're, you know what I mean?
It is weird if you do pull out lube. It feels very premeditated.
Right. So there's the compassion part. It's like, oh, I'll just, you want me to spit on your dick, man, or like suck you off? Like, just, you know, I'll pretend I'm sucking a lady's cock. So it's straight. But in the same room.
Yeah. That's a different type of throat chant that I thought you were going to do. I thought you were going to do your throat chant, but instead you gave him throat.
Throat chanting whilst, wow. Dude. Wow. Yep. I think you just stumbled upon something powerful there, man. Wow. Interesting. Let me make a note. Okay, I want to show you guys something. Now that we've covered that, it's very important. I don't know where we're going with that. Porn.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram algorithms, boobies jiggling. So, yeah, I've noticed this is a new thing, which is... The thirst traps figured out that guys don't want to just watch the jiggling boobies. So if you add the jiggling boobies to some kind of philosophy,
mm-hmm.
now you're kind of like, look, God damn it. I just wanted to know about stoicism. I didn't want to see like a hot jiggling ass. I just am really interested in Marcus Aurelius. But, you know, this is actually kind of interesting. So, yeah, I'll watch it. But... Pfft. Kind of wish this wasn't there. So you could trick yourself into thinking you're not there for the jiggles, for the tits. So that's a new thing I've been noticing. I keep getting served up this one. It's the funniest thing ever. I wish I could remember her name. But she dangles her tits in the camera while saying how what a good person you are.
She's a brunette, right? You don't even remember. You weren't listening to the message.
I don't only remember what color her tits were. Can you find it? It's genius. It's maybe the most genius thing I've ever seen. It's like really cracked into some new terrain here when it comes to like dispensing spiritual wisdom on Instagram. Instagram woman dangles breasts while talking about spiritual wisdom. I'll show you some other contagions that are happening right now that are really fascinating. And while Josh is trying to find this, which is really funny, you will remember we've talked about her before. I mean her no ill will, but there was that hippie who took a little acid, took a little DMT or whatever. Are you talking? Was that tree talking or was it me or whatever? And so like that spawned for a while a terrible plague of like cute hippies doing some kind of new spiritual rap songs or something. Remember that? It wasn't just her. Because that's the crazy thing about this stuff is like people see something that seems successful and then they try to imitate it. and it spawns and it grows genres and subcategories of some initial style. You're not going to find it, man.
Dang, yeah. And she's going to pop up in my algorithm because we're talking about it right now.
Yeah, you're not going to find it. It's not going to come up. It's not easy to find this stuff on Instagram. The search functionality is different. You have to remember their names. But I'll show you some more contagion. So look up. This is the channeler everybody knows, Bashar. Can you pull him up?
Oh, yeah.
So pull up Bashar. Everyone knows about this. This is a channeler. Very successful channeler. Just pull up any video of him talking.
Okay, only 10 more presents to wrap. You're almost at the finish line. But first, there, the last one. Enjoy a Coca-Cola for a pause that refreshes.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
All right, I'll say good day to you this day of your time. How are you all?
So, okay, positive. So he does kind of like when he's in front of people, the being he's channeling uses whatever like public speaking stuff they learned in theater school. He projects to the back of the room. I guess when he's just on camera, it's a little de-emphasized. Play it a little bit more, though.
All right. All right. Let us continue with our transmission regarding the next phase of
phase.
Open.
Okay, now.
Without believing something.
Just hopefully this will come up. Google channeler.
There he is.
Other times there are agreements that are made in the astral plane.
Yeah, he's channeling right there.
So look,
and while the human is asleep,
well, got to get his arm up.
That did not exist prior to the incarnation, but because that person made certain choices.
What is he channeling? A crab?
Life and took.
So okay, go back and then look up woman channels. So this is Bashar probably watches this shit and is like, dude, that's my style. Okay, pull that up. Now this is fascinating. Wow. Playing guitar?
Yeah.
Air guitar? Go for it a little bit. Guitar. Hitting it hard. Now drumming and guitars. Shake it out. Up and down. Do the moves. Bring them together. Okay, go. Is she not? I feel like she does English. Playing guitar. I do not want to be on that spaceship, man. Whatever spaceship that is, that's an annoying fucking spaceship.
I kept looking at the fox.
The fox, that's such a funny reply, straitjacket fox. Okay, scroll down. Can you scroll down now and like it starts recommending things related to this?
Let me see. I don't think when I pull it up this way.
I don't know why people think speaking in tongues is such a big deal. It's so easy to do that. It's the easiest thing to fake.
Yeah, it sounds like they're repeating the same thing too.
I can do it. Watch me channel. I'm going to channel now. From the seventh layer of the dark wind, I come bearing messages of the ship. The ship is made of pollen. The pollen is an interconnected vortex, which you currently call your ethereal human body. It is a soul vessel within which your soul is held in time space. It's like, because it's, you can't say, if you say anything these people are saying normally, it sounds like horse shit. But if you can do some kind of weird, I don't know what, like alien transmission voice, then somehow it makes it more powerful. Mm-hmm. You know, like you could say, like, what's like some basic bitch spiritual wisdom, Josh? Just like cereal box spiritual wisdom.
Anything to do with manifesting. Just believe it and it'll happen.
Okay, so yeah, okay. Many think that they want the thing they desire, but the desire itself is actually pushing it over. Away. It is from the act of not desiring that which we desire that paradoxically we can manifest within our own material universe those things which we want, because as we all know, we are all the same consciousness, the progenitive force of light and love, something like that.
I think it would make it more powerful is if you close your eyes and put your arm above your head.
Crab arm.
Yeah, and then close the eyes.
The secret of manifestation is not to desire. The secret of manifestation is to know that you already have that which you desire, and that knowing you become a receptacle and vessel through which the universe expresses itself in the form of things you desire. Something like that.
Way more believable.
Yeah, it's way more believable. You just say, like, if you say the normal shit, it's like nobody wants to hear that anymore. And now the next phase is somebody needs to figure out the booby thing with channeling. Because if you, you know, do the jiggle and boobs and channel an alien.
And ASMR, whisper it.
Oh, my God.
Trifecta.
Woo! Somebody out there get to work. I guess you could have an AI do it now. But then, so that's one of the contagions that has emerged on the grams. And it's an interesting contagion, which is channeling dialect. And there's many others. We've already seen this, but just pull up, took a little acid. I've already talked about this before. And man, I'm sorry to do this to you, because once you like land on her song, it will show up eternally in your Instagram. It's like a curse. You can't get rid of it. Took a little bit of acid. Okay, so this is the beginning. I would have been like, that's the most beautiful song I ever heard. Mm-hmm. Now, okay, now see if it starts. The problem is I don't know what genre this is. But see if it suggests more, because there was a rash of these.
What are you, boy?
Your algorithm is like crazy, Josh.
Yeah, it's a lot of podcasts.
A lot of podcasts. Stuff. Look up, I don't know, spiritual hippie rap. Oh my God, I already want to puke. Are YouTube shorts the same as Instagram reels?
No. Well, I mean, they're the same type of thing, but.
Let's see, ancient, let's scroll down. One will pop up. Maybe put up singers like Shannon Blake. Look, she's on a rock. She's selling tour tickets. I believe it.
Oh, yeah. She.
And also, I think you could pretty much argue that Shannon Blake was also, had also sort of like figured out the spiritual booby thing.
Yeah, because this was her before.
Yeah. And then, yeah. So it's kind of like the sexy, like hippie thing. That's Shannon Blake?
Yeah, this one.
Click on that.
Well, no, it goes to that now. It doesn't show this picture.
Oh, my God. She looks like Gabby Petito. Is that Gabby Petito? What if we find out Shannon Blake is Gabby Petito?
Who's Gabby Petito?
Gabby Petito. Holy shit. Remember? So, another contagion.
Mm-hmm.
Some people started posting van life stuff. We live in a van now where we've sort of disconnected from default reality, we're free as birds. And it became a genre. And so you just show off your van, you show off how cool it is. You make it seem like you're having the best life ever, because you're not showing like the interstitial stuff, though. That was another genre's realistic van life videos. But Gabby Petito wanted to do van life videos and ended up going out in a van with this dude who fucking killed her.
Oh, shit. This guy right here?
Yeah, it's a great documentary, American Murder, Gabby Petito. Play the trailer. Go back to his face. Pause right there. See, that face, if you look at the eyes, you see a man who is fucked up. Fell in love. He's crazy. There's some horrible shit brewing just under the surface, and it's being exacerbated by living in a van with your girlfriend who wants to be an influencer, even if you're not insane.
Well, what if he just really wanted to live the van life and the influencer, let's reshoot it again. The last time was just like, oh, and he took that fucking tooth around his neck and just went off.
Dude, I mean, that tooth says a lot.
Yeah.
If you're going to dangle the tooth out front, I get it. If you have your special fucking tooth that you wear under your shirt, but if you're showing off the tooth, something's fucked up with you, man.
Yeah.
Why are you showing off the tooth? Put it under the shirt. You decided to, no one wears necklaces like that. Nope. Wear the necklace. You wear it under your shirt. If it's above your shirt, you're displaying something. Might as well put a name tag. Now I get the cross. You're showing other Christians. I'm a Christian. Okay. But who is he indicating to other people that he is? Like a Viking, a barbarian? Is he? I guarantee he didn't pluck that fucking tooth out of anything's mouth. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe it's a wolf's tooth. That means he thinks he's a wolf. It's awful all the way around. But the wolf, probably as he views himself, the wandering wild Steppenwolf, the outsider, he probably pitched to this woman he was in love with that, you know, we got to get out of society. He's reading Emerson. He's watching movies like Into the Wild. And he convinces this cutie to use her money to buy this van. And part of the way he did it was saying, and you know, maybe you can become an influencer.
Oh, shit.
And then now he's like Ralph Waldo Emerson, but he's in a fucking van with somebody who's trying to get brand deals. And he's also clearly insane. Wolf tooth says that. And the weird piercing. So this is an awful collision. This is like The Shining.
Yeah.
It's The Shining in a van. And so as he's going around with his stinky fucking feet, because if on video she's like, your feet stink, that's a bad stink. Enough that it made her think to say, your feet stink. Keep playing it. up.
Happiest people.
And you stop it for a second. The other creepy thing about it is his family protected him. And the other creepy thing about it is his explanation for why he did it was the most insane shit ever, which is that she had fallen or something in the creek and he wanted to put her out of her misery. So it was a mercy killing. And so he was nuts. He's out of his mind. And then he went off in the woods and blew his brains out. He like killed himself too, but
that's like Into the Wild a little bit.
Yeah, but I think you could say, I think what killed that guy was a combination of, if I had to roll the dice, bipolar, manic depression. I think he might have been a little manic, and hubris, mm-hmm. which is he imagined he could survive out there and he wasn't ready to do that. And people told him, he was a little too like, I'm protected by the earth or something. I don't know. I don't know if he really, you know, some part of me thinks if someone gets themselves in an avoidable situation like that, there is a part of them that kind of is ready to die. I don't know if that counts as suicide or not. A sort of, I don't know how to put it, a kind of like trick in your, are we supposed to say unaliving?
It doesn't matter.
Anyway.
Those people are disconnected, I think, from the fear part. So they're just like, they're disconnected from, personal example, remember I had a Vicodin one night and I thought in my head, this could kill me.
Yes.
And I was like, eh. And I took it. I didn't want to die, but if I did die.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, right. That's the scary thing with drugs.
Yeah.
Is that it's not that you're suicidal. It's that you are prioritizing. Stanhope has the best joke about, what does he say? Like, I ruin every joke. I try to fucking regurgitate. Some things are better than life. You know, like, yeah, the drugs will kill you. It's better than life. That's why. You just sort of reprioritize the hedonic experience over maintaining your physical body. And yeah, that's definitely a kind of suicide, I would say. It's just a little watered down by your own sense of living life, even though the way you're living life is going to like kill you. Listen, there's a lot of different ways to live in this world. And, but it's interesting to me, these examples like this, because this, it's the first person who did the van life video was not thinking, this is going to get someone killed. Someone's going to see this and end up getting murdered because their boyfriend's going to go insane being this disconnected from the grid and weirdly in love with someone who wants to be an influencer. But something about repetition and scaling on social media increases the probability that someone's going to die because of it. The contagion doesn't just annoy inevitably, just because of statistics, it gets someone killed. Remember, what was that called? Not planking. Remember that thing where people would like lay with their bodies straight?
Mm-hmm.
What was that called?
I thought that was planking.
It's not planking. It's like they would lie in between things. They wouldn't. What was that called? The planking challenge or something. That shit. Planking, fad, Wikipedia, pull that up. Planking or the lying down game is an activity consisting of lying in a face down position, sometimes in an unusual or incongruous location. Scroll back down. Let's go to the controversy part. Controversies. The planking fad made news in September when 7 accident emergency staff workers at the Great Western Hospital in Swindon, England were suspended for playing the lying down game. Oh, that's didn't. But there we go. On 15th of May, 2011, Acton Beale, a 20-year-old man, plunged to his death after reportedly planking on his 7th floor balcony in Brisbane, Australia. Google Acton Beale. But this is what I like. No, the first person who decided to do, there he is. Acton Beale, whole life in front of him.
This is the death. Oh, no, never mind. I thought they showed it.
I'm sure it's recorded.
It's gone from internet fad to deadly controversy in the blink of an eye. Anyone who hadn't heard of planking certainly has now. Following the
this is so funny
Beale,
and crazy.
The man who introduced him to the craze says alcohol, not planking, was to blame for the 20-year-old's death.
That's bullshit.
In a very short time, planking has become the in thing. But the tragic death of Acton Beale, who fell 7 stories from a unit balcony early Sunday morning, has been a sobering
reminder. Oh my God, that's a terrible fall.
Richard Latonwa introduced Acton
to planking. Oh, you get the point.
You think he held the plank all the way down?
No, I don't. I think he screamed and time slowed down. I think he thought of his parents, and I think he maybe remembered his birth, and I think he had to reckon with the absurdity of the sort of death that he was having, like the pure absurdity. And he had to, his parents. It's just like, imagine that happening to one of your kids. You know he's a little nuts. Fun guy. Maybe he's just having a fun phase. And then you get the call, yeah, Acton, I'm so sorry. I don't know how to say this, but he fell off a balcony. But how? What happened? He was planking. He was doing the planking fad. Have you heard of it? It's a fad. And it's crazy that when you scale up, someone's going to die. This is kind of like the weirdness of concert death. Like, this is where I get weirded out by all the various concert deaths. Google concert deaths.
You know what's sad, too? When they did the funeral, all he had was pictures of planking.
Listen, I'm offended that you're making planking jokes. We've got to end this fad. It's way over. I'm old.
What was it that you wanted me to Google?
What? Google concert deaths. There's so many and it's so creepy. Concert tragedies. Astroworld. Go to joins a list of historical concert deaths. Click on Astroworld Festival. 8 people dead at the Travis Scott Astroworld event in Houston. Now that got memory hold.
Mm-hmm.
You would like, I think Travis Scott still performing?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, scroll down a little bit.
It's crazy because the audience starts to look like an ocean the way they move.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible death too. Crushing death. November 2021, ABBA tribute concert. Oh, God. Can you imagine your last breaths? It wasn't even ABBA. It's a tribute concert. Your whole life, everything, all your loves, all your successes, all your failures, all your aspirations, your dreams. Just smushed while you're hearing like Dancing Queen, but it's not even ABBA. Okay, scroll down. Ghost Ship Fire. What's that one? A fire broke out at an underground electronic music party. The Indiana State Fair collapsed. Scroll down a little bit more. Didn't someone just die at a Taylor Swift concert? Google Taylor Swift concert death. Yep. Yeah. A Taylor Swift fan, Ana Clara Benavides, died at her Eras Tour concert in Rio de Janeiro due to heat exhaustion. Now, this is where it gets interesting to me, especially with concerts. So once you get to that level where, like Lady Gaga level, she just had the most sold concert of all time. Before that, it was like, Rammstein would have these massive concerts. So once you get to that level as a performer, you know someone's going to die from these shows that are this big. You know that there is a probably inevitably a 90% chance someone's going to kick the bucket in one of your, look up, I don't know, Lady Gaga concert death. I didn't hear about this, but I'm just curious. Oh, there you go. Lady Gaga fan dies, brought back to life. What? Open that. She resurrected her with her magic. Thornton suddenly began to experience what appeared to be a seizure. Tugman frantically waved down an usher, immediately paged the on-site medics. The patient was unconscious with no heartbeat. So This is a classifies as a death. Now, what's another person who has huge concerts?
Metallica.
Look up death at Metallica concert. Like pretty much any concert, any great band that you can come up with.
Okay, only 10 more presents to wrap. You're almost at the finish line. But first, there, the last one. Enjoy a Coca-Cola for a pause that refreshes.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
What the fuck? 165 dead at the Beverly Hills Supper Club. 1977, 100 dead the station. 11 dead the Who, 1979. They beat Travis Scott by one. 4 dead at the Altamont Free Concert. 1 dead at Fish.
How do you die at the Fish
concert? Falling from upper level seating.
Oh.
Now, this is something I think about sometimes. I try to not let my mind go here. But if there is, like if you're like scaling at the level of Metallica or Fish, Lady Gaga, what is the acceptable risk to keep doing concerts at that size? Like, in other words, like, let's just say I came to you and I was like, listen, Josh, I know this is going to sound like something that the devil would say to you. I'm not the devil, but I'm going to make it so you're going to sell out arenas. You're going to sell out more arenas than any other comic before you. And one person is going to die. They're going to get trampled at your concert. For sure. Mm-hmm. Do you keep doing the concerts?
If I can pick them, yeah.
What do you mean?
If I can pick the person that gets trampled.
You can't pick. It's going to be random.
You know, they die doing what they loved. Now
okay.
Coming to see me.
Great. Just sign this and we'll be on our way.
In blood?
Yeah, thank you. Or come. It is weird you sign contracts in blood and not jizz.
Yeah.
Now, if I come to you and say, listen, you will sell out all these great concerts. You just have to sacrifice one person. You don't even have to be the one who drives the dagger into their chest. We'll take care of everything. But are you willing to sacrifice one human for fame?
I mean, that sounds reasonable.
Exactly. And so, like, when you see these deaths, mm-hmm. it's one step away from human sacrifice for fame. It's not that the human sacrifice caused the fame. It happened as an effect of the fame. But still in all, somebody fucking died because of your ass.
Well, that's what they were saying at Astroworld, that there was demonic.
Like, pull it up. Astroworld demonic symbols. I got way down this rabbit hole.
All right. So, look, I'm watching the Travis Scott and Drake's
yes.
concert, bro. What the fuck is this?
What the fuck what was that? Go back.
I'm
that
not a
was
conspiracy
weird.
Theorist, but what the fuck is that?
That's just someone throwing water. Yeah. Give me a break. There's so many what the fuck was that videos. They're really funny. Yeah, just like creepy shit. He's eating you. Yeah. I'm sure he regretted doing that shit. Like, in retrospect, he didn't know that people were going to die. I doubt it. But the people are also saying, because the stage kind of looks like a portal.
Yeah, a portal to hell.
A portal to hell or somewhere.
Yeah, it's a CGI, like, looks like not an angel, but a demon flying around.
Yeah, which is not uncommon at, you know, here's the thing.
There it is.
It's an owl. It's a burning owl. That's not satanic at all. It's just a burning owl. But, you know, here's the thing. What happens at these concerts is I fully doubt that Travis Scott, with whatever the fuck his busy schedule was, doing rituals to get ready for the show, actually walked through the light show phase. It's not like he looked at all the assets some dude was like projecting up there. So, you know, I don't know. I don't think it was literally, I don't think Travis Scott is a demonic being or anything.
What about the flyer? What people were talking that the flyer is demonic.
Click on it. Let me take a look.
I was trying to. It keeps just downloading it.
Oh, fuck. Don't open that. Go ahead and open it. Oh, someone wrote a paper on this. What the fuck?
That's a full paper.
Oh my God. Scroll back up. This is amazing. Somebody did an actual real serious bit. Oh my God. Symbols and forms of Satanism represented in Travis Scott concert Astroworld Festival 2021 by Tasia Ramadina and Muhammad Husni Ratonga. From what university is this? Indonesia. The purpose of this research is to depict the symbols and forms of Satanism in the Travis Scott concert. Due to riots that occurred during the concert a few months ago, 8 people were declared dead. Researchers discovered satanic symbols and forms in Travis Scott's Astroworld Festival. Wow. Thanks for doing the work for us here, guys. It seems like this was written at some kind of Islamic seminary. And among mankind are those who use useless words to mislead people away from Allah's way without knowledge and mock Allah's way. They will be subjected to a humiliating punishment. Yeah. Well, whatever. We don't have to go through all the satanic symbols. You know it's there. But there is something interesting about the satanic symbols that seem to inevitably pop up at rock shows. Like, pull up the Lady Gaga satanic ritual that she did at Coachella. I don't even know if you can find it online. I mean, is it just that the satanic aesthetic is cool?
I think so.
I mean, you know what I mean? There's just something like, it's an easy way to seem edgy or something. I can't tell. I'm not up to date on my rituals.
Taylor Swift too.
Taylor Swift's concert had a lot of weird shit in it. Let's see this.
This seems more fascist than does satanic.
That seems fucking hot. That's exactly the lecture. I would love that. Getting a lecture by somebody dressed like that, angry at me. Look, I mean, I don't know. Taylor Swift has got weird shit in there, but there you go. Willow. You could pull
there
up.
There it is.
Yeah. Coven of Witches.
Yeah, they're saying it was a seance in front of a bunch of children.
And then, like, okay, so there's that. And then it is interesting, though, how you do see this recurrence of, now, the truth of the matter is, the occult is artistic. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's wild. It's, you know what occult means, what it actually means?
No.
Hidden. Mm. Hidden in plain sight. So you could say the Christian drawing of the fish in the sand to say you're a Christian secretly would be an occult symbol. It's a hidden symbol, hidden in plain sight. So, you know, it definitely fits the literal definition of occult that in plain sight, people in front of kids are performing powerful rituals, because it's like what you told me about the tabernacle earlier, which I didn't know. Someone always has to be watching the tabernacle. There's some kind of power in human attention, and they know that. So if you focus the energy of the crowd into your ritual, then it will be more likely to bear fruit than if you don't. And they know that. And so they also, it's like, if you look at it from the outside in, definitely spooky, definitely creepy. But that's because we don't know anything about it.
Well, have you seen the Justin Timberlake thing, like his latest video? And now he's going through, people say, humiliation rituals. He got a DUI. They put him in this sling, this harness that lifts him up. And everybody's like, oh, he got a little dick. And yeah, so all these things. But his last video, he gets blood poured in his mouth and his eyes turn like white, and the devil comes out. And
play it.
Yeah.
I mean, again, if it's like just one of these, you know, you don't really think much of it. But when it's so many of them, I get why people like get a little creeped out. Whoa. Go click on that sweet lady.
So this is the lady that that was the one who he was in love with. And then she does that.
Oh, my God.
Into his mouth.
Oh, gross. Stop smoking, lady. That's what happens if you vape too much.
And they all start attacking him.
Right.
The blood orgy.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
And then at the end of the video, he gets in the car with her and he looks at the camera.
Yeah. He's been converted. Free. We're both blind. we're blind now. Okay, so yeah, that's definitely spooky.
And now he's having humiliation rituals.
You don't have to pull up Justin Timberlake little dick.
Oh, okay.
Well, are you saying like because he did the video, now they're doing humiliation rituals?
Well, you have to go just the same thing as Doja Cat went through, where they shaved her head and her eyebrows and made her do all this weird shit and made her look ugly. And now she's saying, like, well, the same thing. Have you seen her videos? About, she's literally writing the devil.
Let me see. Where's the devil? That's a drag. Some kind of, I mean, you could argue that's not the devil. It's like an ogre or something. I'm not trying to protect. She's hanging out with the Grim Reaper, dressed as the, okay. What the fuck is that?
So they all have a rebirth. So like Travis Scott, at the end of one of his songs, he gets rebirth and his wings come out. What's that one that Whisper sings? She's very famous. Billie Eilish. She has one where she falls from heaven.
Let me see.
Okay.
I mean, there is a point. Or maybe they're all using the same video producer.
What did I say her name was?
Billie Eilish.
They inject her with whatever they have.
Yeah.
And then she grows the wings.
Yeah.
And she's cast out of heaven.
I mean, I get it.
So this is her getting cast out. She falls.
Ow. Pre-made crater. That was lucky.
And she walks out and her wings burn off.
Yeah.
And now she, and I think it also has to do something with the size of the wings because hers are huge. And you look at Travis Scott's and he has these little tiny baby wings.
So they're just like, you got a little dick, you got little wings. It's like, yeah, the size of your hands, the size of, if you're in hell,
yeah,
you can know the size of a demon's dick by the wingspan.
There you go.
Some kind of like satanic math. So, okay, so we've got all that. I mean, we're covering a pretty wide variety of performers. We already did Travis Scott. We know, we already got that.
All right.
What about, what's some, I'm trying to think, Kacey Musgraves.
Who's that?
No, I'm kidding. She's the furthest thing away from that. So you do, like, you have to wonder, oh, you know, another one is, what's his name? I'm going to take you down to the old town road.
Remember? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Pull that one up, because he did one, too.
Lil Nas. Lil Nas X. Yeah, he gave the devil. He gave the devil a lap dance. So again, he falls to hell. He actually takes a stripper pole to hell.
That's hilarious. That's so funny.
So he takes the stripper pole.
And see you later, God.
Goes to hell. He sees the devil and then shakes his booty cheeks on him.
Wow.
But then at the end, he kills the devil.
Well, he's, yeah, to take over, right?
Well, this is the first one that actually killed the devil.
Snapped the devil's neck.
And took it.
There you go. Now I'm the devil. Ha.
Again, little wings.
Oh, my God. So that's like, if you got little wings, if they assign little wings to you in one of these videos, they're making fun of your dick. That's what we figured out here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now we've seen how many videos? So now we've got,
it's like five or six.
That is crazy. It's, again, it's just one. Mm-hmm. Look, we all like to bring tarot cards to school. And who hasn't toyed around with Satanism? But I certainly have. But when you see this magnitude, it doesn't just make you think, like, I guess they're also got a weird secret satanic cult. It also makes you think that it's overplayed at this point. Like, we've burned out the Satanism thing. What are you looking up here?
The Weeknd.
Not The Weeknd. Don't tell me The Weeknd is falling in with the devil. Not my Weeknd. Please, no. Please, yes. No.
And this one's a little more forward with it because it, like, he's singing and then the audience doesn't, they don't really care. They're, yeah, talking. And then the devil comes and he sits down.
Yeah.
So that's the devil.
Oh, great.
And he sits down and then throws a cigarette and alcohol or a lighter at him. And then he
lit on fire by the devil.
And then now everybody loves
Everyone's
him.
Dancing the satanic transformation.
Yep.
Where's the devil? I want to see more of the devil.
He walks in with two girls.
The devil does?
Yeah.
There he is. Kind of a mutated dude, this version of the devil.
He's like a meth addict.
Yeah, some kind of spooky alien fucking.
Yeah.
So there you go. There you go, folks. Listen, if you're out there, you're a performer, even if you are a Satanist, you got to find a better way to do this because it's overplayed. At this point, it's just silly now. At some point, it's not even like, it's just silly, right? Like who, the whole, like the sort of allure of Satanism or, you know, the occult is that it's edgy. That's what draws you. And that's how the devil draws teenagers in, right? You want to be special. You want to be different. You're not like all the other jocks. The cool kids were never into worshiping the devil. You're an outsider. That was what the devil was, an outsider. And so you align with the great rebellious spirit of Lucifer, who said, listen, why do I have to worship you? I don't have to worship you. What? Wouldn't that come spontaneously? Anyway, like, fuck off. I'm going to worship myself. And you align with that. You've been rejected, outcast, kicked down. You're not getting laid, basically. No one's fucking your ass. You're wearing trench coats to school. I'm talking about myself. And so what do? You turn to the Dark Lord. But now if the cool kids are all worshiping the devil, is this why everyone's becoming Catholic?
Could be.
Oh, my God. This is the reason there's a Christian resurgence in this country. It's because the cool kids started praying to Satan. And once the cool kids start praying to Satan, it's not cool anymore. Nobody wants to. It's too many of them. Taylor Swift, Travis Scott, Justin fucking Timberlake. Like, ugh, that's embarrassing. So if you want to be a true outsider, you have to become Catholic. It's the craziest world ever. We're an upside down world right now. And the devil played his hand, didn't he? Thought he was more clever than the Lord. Thought he could. The devil did the exact same thing Kamala Harris did. Kamala Harris thought getting fucking Beyonce to sing for her would get her elected. Didn't work. It probably lost her votes. Remember, she surrounded herself with famous people thinking that that would get her elected. And it didn't work. Instead of focusing on like revising the messaging, she just poured money into how many celebrities sang for Kamala Harris?
And Beyonce didn't even sing. People were pissed. She just came and introduced some stuff.
That's a dick move because I think they paid her. Yeah. Just fucking sing something, man. What are you doing? There is no evidence that anyone, okay, whatever. How much the campaign's in on? She got Oprah. It was a real, real poor read on America.
$1 million.
She paid Oprah $1 million? God, that's crazy. The report said between October 25th and November 25th, the Harris campaign raised $160 million and spent $277 million. Jesus. In comparison, the Trump campaign raised $87 million and spent $130. It's expensive to become president, man. That's how you know there's money in it. Katy Perry performed at a rally in Pittsburgh. Lady Gaga. Lizzo. Wait, these are endorsements. Cardi B. That was a weird endorsement. I remember that one. John Bon Jovi. James Taylor. I get James Taylor. Megan the Stallion. Go back up. Google Lady Gaga performing at Harris rally. See if she changed her tone a little bit for the political rally. Oh, there you go. Edge of Glory. Here we go. At final Harris rally.
Please welcome back to the stage, Lady Gaga.
Oh, we're going to get dinged for this, aren't we? I want to hear one bite.
Okay, only 10 more presents to wrap. You're almost at the finish line. But first,
shine,
There, the last one. Enjoy a Coca-Cola for a pause that refreshes.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Okay, go to, this is crazy, by the way. I mean, look, I get it. You know, like, the allure of power is strong. You know, you could only get so far as a musician, but if the state seems to be opening its arms to embrace you, there's something exciting there. You feel like you're going to have some power. It's kind of like a get-out-of-jail-free card, probably. Kind of feel like you know, hit up the president, man, I'm friends with the president. It's not uncommon. Happened on both sides. A lot of people hitch their wagons to Trump too. Like, you just get sucked in. It's powerful. You want to know about the aliens? You know, I get it. I don't judge any of them for it necessarily. I mean, I get it. It's not like, I mean, it's not like they thought they were embarrassing themselves.
I don't think they care.
Yeah, I think it's just more of a kind of messianic sort of like, you know, I don't know. It's easy for me to get cynical about these things. You have to wonder to yourself, what's the analysis? How much of the problem is, if you spontaneous as an artist, whatever you do spontaneously, that's you. That's your true voice. That's your authentic nature, right? So, like, you do the kind of art that you want to do, you have to do. It feels good to do. You don't know why you're doing it. You don't care if it's going to go anywhere or not. You're just in it for the moment of making something. Of course you want to make money. You want to support yourself, but the primary focus is the music and the art. That's it. And you follow this bizarre compulsion, and that either leads you to failure, mediocrity, never making it work, but you just keep doing it. You don't care. Or you end up, you know, with little demon wings flapping around in front of a million people in an arena, but that's what you wanted to do. You can't judge that. That's them. That's who they are and who they want to be. So anybody who makes a decision to perform for any fucking politician, if that's an authentic, if the same compulsion that's got you to make stuff is getting you on stage at a Kamala Harris rally or a Trump rally, who are we to judge? They're fucking artists. I don't know.
I don't think the problem was that a lot of people were saying that with the Democrat side, that it didn't seem authentic. They were being paid allegedly to perform there versus people like Kid Rock, who actually really loved Donald Trump.
And all, you know, that's not a fair judgment, because I guess we pay these fucking people to perform anywhere they goddamn perform. They don't perform for free. So, and that's agents. Mm-hmm. That's agents getting in between the whatever, the two. The agent is just kind of like, hey, what's the budget here? And how much did you pay Beyonce? And then how much did you pay Oprah? Well, you got to cut us some of that dough. They know about super PACs. They understand. And also, I think it's like, I'm guessing, once you get to the level of any of these people we just showed, your autonomy is diminished, probably. You don't even realize. It's a slow boil loss of autonomy? Is it a satanic humiliation ritual, or is it just what happens when you let too many people handle your shit? And then you're just getting puppeteered here and there, this and that, and you stop looking at things in the way normal people do. And then you do, then you veer into the realm of what I would think of as like not occult Satanism, but something maybe worse, which is you're just thinking about your demographic. You're just thinking about your audience. What do they want me to be? What do they want to see? Who do they support politically? How do I affirm that I'm with them all the way through? And then you start voicing things for their sake only. You don't even know what you think or feel. That's where
you're
it
gets. Zombie.
You're a politician at that point. Whereas the artist just sort of, I don't know, stumbles around and says whatever they're thinking at the time, suffers for it, gets successful for it, but they're just, that's all they've got and that's what they do. It's a big difference. And it's so that's, you know, yeah, like Kid Rock. He 100%.
Did you see him in the White House?
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
That's America.
Man, I'll tell you, once you start dressing like that, it's probably hard to wear anything else.
Yeah.
I get it. It's cool. I want to go to the fucking White House. I would love to go to the fucking White House and dress like, I don't know, like I sell acid at Grateful Dead shows in the Oval Office. I mean, that's pretty cool. But it just feels like, I don't know, something about it does feel weird. Like, look up REM. Remember REM? Are you too young for that? Look up REM Waltz rally. REM got teamed up with Waltz. They didn't make it to the Kamala level. For real. Like on YouTube. It really, it's kind of, I love REM, man.
Hello.
You're going to have to jump
ahead.
Can
you hear me? 2018. My friend's birthday. And her husband invited five of us to have a birthday dinner with her at a restaurant in Midtown Manhattan. I heard that. We're going to do a song that I performed, that I performed once in public at another one of these rallies.
Yeah, this one fucked me up.
I enjoyed doing it then. And we were great. And hopefully we're not going to fuck it up tonight, today.
I still
love
this.
This is a song that I wrote with Aaron Dessner from the band The National. And it's called No Time for Love Like Now. Here we go.
See, it's well intended.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Who are we to fucking judge? It's REM. They're great. Who fucking cares?
Case by case basis.
Yeah. It's just who cares? It's this whole judgment of who fucking cares? They're great. Killer band. Like, why do our artists have to align politically with us one way or the other? Why does it bother me when Stephen King fucking keeps tweeting like political shit? You know, it's none of my business. He's a person. He gets to voice his what old man opinions. We'll need to lighten up a little bit. I don't like, who cares? If we start abandoning our artists because they worship the devil, we're not gonna have anything left to listen. We'll be able to listen to anything. Start abandoning our artists because they kneel at the foot of Trump or the devil or Kamala or whatever. Maybe there's no difference between the three. What do we have left? Who are you going to listen to? Apolitical? Ugh. What musician has ever been apolitical? They're all political.
Electronic and Tejano music.
What?
Electronic and like Spanish, Mexican music, Tejano.
There you go.
Yeah.
I don't know if Tejano music. I bet there's some political Tejano music. Right? There's got to be. I just don't know. I don't speak Spanish.
There's some about like drug dealers and stuff.
Yeah, and like EDM, I'm sure there's, you're right. That's for sure. EDM is avoided getting, I'm sure someone will send us something though, some fucking EDM song that's political. Look up political EDM song. But yeah, it's out there, man. Like, I get it. There's definitely a place for it. It's just sometimes it doesn't land right. You know what I mean? Like when Green Day or Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah.
Supports the state, right? Didn't Rage Against the Machine just do some shit that like, or was it Green Day or both?
Probably both.
Because Rage Against the Machine originally felt like almost like terrorists. They were so against the government. And then they start supporting the government and it weirded everybody out.
Okay, only 10 more presents to wrap. You're almost at the finish line. But first... There, the last one. Enjoy a Coca-Cola for a pause that refreshes.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
It was Tom Morello, it says, which is their guitarist, their bassist.
Oh, he said vote Trump. Voting for Dick Cheney. Wait.
Click this one.
Oh, no, he wanted to vote for Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that weirded people out a little bit. Just because... like, they seem so anti-establishment. Like, on both sides. You know.
System of a Down still is.
What?
I don't remember them ever saying vote for this person.
But pull up, like, the Green Day. Green Day always fills in, yeah, like...
American Idiot and all
you
that.
Could make a montage of, like, Green Day filling in American Idiot with whoever they disagree with at the time. You know, because the thing is, it's like, is that really courageous at a Green Day show to say that? In the sense that, like, it's not like you're going to get a boo out of that. You know your audience. But something about that felt a little like talking shit about the president is a important American pastime. Presidents are fucking ridiculous across the board. Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche talked about this as it's embarrassing to run for president. The whole thing from top to bottom is embarrassing from beginning to end. I don't care if you're Kamala Harris. I don't care if you're fucking Trump. I don't care if you're Obama. You're going to do some embarrassing. You're going to say some embarrassing shit up there. You have to pander and you just look like an inhuman, like, alien imitating what you think humans are. You have to sum everything up in these sound bites that are digestible and also super PACs. Also, you're funded by so many corporations and you're trying to appeal to the corporations and the people, and you want to seem like you love humanity, but you don't want to piss off BlackRock, and you security around you at all times. And then you start, you know, getting high on your own supply. You start believing you're fucking Muad'Dib. You go crazy. The people around you start thinking you're Muad'Dib. You feel, you sense it, the shift. When you go from, am I going to run for president, to I'm running for president, to holy shit, I might be president. And you feel the change in the audiences and the way people are treating you, and you start believing there's something incredibly spectacular about you. You ignore the fact that you're being funded by the military-industrial complex, by a variety of corporations, probably by, like, private billionaires with their own vested interests. You ignore the fact that you're going to owe a lot of favors after this shit, a lot of favors. You're going to be pardoning some people you don't want to pardon. You're going to be letting some people off the hook, but you're going to have to do it because it's worth it. Because you are the one. Oh my God, am I the one? Like, imagine being Kamala Harris in front of one of those fucking rallies. You are already a little insecure, maybe, you don't know, but then you look out. People are crying. People believe in children are telling you you've gave them hope. Even if there was insecurity in you, you're going to start believing, like, I think that I have a divine mandate here to some degree, whatever your language is for that. This does make sense. I am the chosen one. It's embarrassing. You're not the chosen one. You're not the chosen one if you have to raise $50 billion to get in front of people. You're just someone who got a lot of money from rich people, is parading around like you give a shit. And you do in your own mind. You kind of give a shit, but not in the way people think you do. You know, like you can't. You've lost all connection with reality. How is there anything normal about the whole situation? You know, so you have to make fun of the president because the president is like, basically the White House is a trap for narcissists. Mm-hmm. The White House captures our nation's top megalomaniacs, imprisons them in the most surveilled place in America. I guarantee they measure the president's shits every day.
They test it to see his health. And he's shitting in golden toilets.
They replace the toilets with gold. But let me tell you, they all run to the same CIA fucking laboratory. There's some poor CIA scientist who has to take every one of the president's shits and run it through some analysis device. It gets sucked through pipes underneath the ground. Who knows? Maybe it gets shot all the way to like DARPA or I don't know where it goes. DARPA's from, not DARPA. Lockheed Martin, Raytheon, whatever. The point is, if you wanted to lure the most dangerous megalomaniacs in your country into a place where you could control them, that's the White House. Mm-hmm. Get them in there. Let them do their little, let them do this and that. You don't care. Just as long as you get to keep dropping those fucking bombs. That's all. And it's crazy to watch. It's crazy to watch the change as they slowly get compromised, you know, as they slowly become increasingly like just the last president. You know, they've got their own little like winks and nods and their own little style. But why is it always the same fucking thing? Why is it always just war? Bombs, war, bombs, war, bombs. It's always that. You can't get elected saying you're going to do more war and bombs. You have to get elected saying, you know, whatever, we got to make America great again or whatever. Hey, we're not going back. What does that even mean? Both of those sayings are idiotic. They mean nothing. In analysis, they mean nothing. And then when it finally happens, nothing. I don't mean to sound cynical or anything like that, but this is why, you know, Beyonce wants money from them. Because she understands what it is. Fucking milk it. Why not? Kid Rock fucked up if he didn't get paid. You know, why not, I guess.
That's probably why they age so bad. They have to hold that within them.
Oh, I know. Can you imagine? Just think about that. Or we like to imagine that everyone's like us. And by us, I mean you and me. I mean super geniuses with the hearts of gold.
Certified.
But it isn't like that. Some people don't, I just don't think like they see things the way we think about things the way, or they're so did you ever play Monopoly with your family?
Mm-hmm.
Did you play nice Monopoly or mean Monopoly?
Mean Monopoly.
Same. My brother and me and my dad would play, we would over the course of a game of Monopoly turn into the worst people on earth. We would cheat, we would lie, we would steal, we'd hide money, we would fight over rules. And whoever lost had to sign the dollar of shame. And the dollar of shame, whoever won could write whatever they wanted above what you had to sign. So it could just be like, if it was my dad who won, it would be like, my father is the greatest man that ever lived or whatever. You just had to sign it. No choice. And it sounds silly now, but at the end of a 2-hour game of Monopoly, you're pissed. You don't want to sign that fucking thing. But the game ends, you get back to life. Maybe you're annoyed with each other, but in a different way. But I think some people, that's how they live. The whole human experience is an extended game of mean Monopoly. and they don't think about things the way we do. When they get away with something, they're not thinking, fuck, I'm a piece of shit, man. I can't believe I lied at that level. I betrayed one of my dearest friends. They're just like, that dumb piece of shit. Got one over on him.
That's the saying. Hey, it's just business.
Hey, it's just business, which is the same thing as saying like, hey, I'm just a piece of shit.
Yep.
It's the same saying. So I think that maybe initially when you get called the service of your country in that regard, you aren't a piece of shit. But somewhere along the way, you get Timberlaked. Somewhere along the way, you're wearing tiny little fucking demon wings to indicate the size of your dick or whatever. Somewhere along the way, you just lose whatever that North Star is that makes a human a human. And then you're tired. And then when somebody comes in and says, listen, man, we're going to have to drop some bombs on some like places in Yemen, fuck up these Houthis or whatever. And you're like, but the part of you that would have before been like, yeah, but I mean, we're sure that these people we're blowing up are like terrorists, right? We're not going to kill any kids. You didn't get enough sleep last night. You just want to go to bed. All right, I'll sign it. And that's it. You're gone, baby. You're gone. So anyway, the bottom line is, and I guess something one must consider is what's worse? Is it worse to parade around in tights and devil horns on a music video? Or is it worse to like speak at a Kamala Harris Trump rally? Isn't it both sort of idolatry? Isn't both sides of it like, and I don't think it's bad. It's just, look, man, we all want to believe some person's going to save us.
People want to be on the winning team.
Damn right. That's right. Well, kids, I got to get out of here. I guess what we've established from this incredible episode today is that the satanic aesthetic is out. That being a president is embarrassing, but art is still alive and well. And yeah, who cares if your fucking artist is a leftist or a conservative or whatever? Just judge them based on what they make, not on some stupid allegiance with the devil. Come on. Give them a break. They're artists. They don't know what they're doing. Just stumbling around, kissing the feet of any succubus that comes their way, doing humiliation rituals at the Bohemian Grove, lapping up jizz from the smattered glazed balls of people you'll never meet who run the nuclear missile silos, getting punched in the face, getting black eyes, getting humiliated with their little demon wings because their cocks are small. I already know what size my wings would be. Yeah. So we got to give everyone a break. Everyone's just trying to do the right thing, especially the devil. Thank you. This has been the Duncan Trussell Family Hour Podcast.
This is Eva Longoria from Hungry for History with Eva Longoria and Maite Gomez-Rejon. Like the song says, it's the most wonderful time of the year and also a wonderfully busy one. All that merriment can weigh down even Santa's sleigh. So keep it wonderful by keeping yourself wonderful with a crisp, cold Coca-Cola. Ah, pause for fizzy joy. Look out for yourself, and then look out for everyone else. And together, we'll make this season as wonderful as it's meant to be. Enjoy a Coca-Cola. Refresh your holidays.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.